I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. As Texas lawmakers work to reform child protective services, efforts are being made locally to help children in the foster care system. We spoke with Voices for Children Executive Director Leanna Reich to learn more about what's being done here in the Brazos Valley.
So a CASA volunteer is a highly trained, kind of specially trained volunteer from the community who advocates for a child or a sibling group that's in the foster care system. So all of the children that we work with have suffered some sort of abuse or neglect. The state has deemed their home not safe for them to stay in, and so they're removed from that home and placed into foster care. And while foster care is good in that it takes the child out of an immediately dangerous situation, it definitely is not a place for a child to grow up. It's not designed to be a parent. And as you've seen a lot in the news lately, it's really an overburdened and broken system. So our advocates work with the children to make sure that they are navigated into a safe, permanent, loving home just as quickly as possible. And they do that by interviewing family members. Is there another family member that the child might be able to return to safely? Or, is there someone else in this child's life that could provide them with a stable home? They also will meet with the biological parents to find out, are they taking steps to make sure that their house is safe and maybe a place that the child could return to. But then they also visit with the child, and they're that consistent, warm, friendly face that doesn't change. We ask them to commit to 12 to 18 months. And so they are there for that child and the one person that the child knows will be there each month. And just finding out, are there other services that we need for the child, or is there anything else that the child needs? And if so, we do everything in our power to make sure that that's put in place for them.
And just to clarify, this is not to become a foster parent. This is just to become someone who advocates for the child.
Correct. Yes, we definitely need more foster homes and adoptive homes in our community. Absolutely. But the CASA role is not a role where the child are placed actually physically with you. No, it's just we are officers of the court, kind of the eyes and ears of the judge, and is the one entity that talks to all of these moving parts. So we talk to the foster parents, we talk to teachers, we talk to therapists, we meet with the child and get all of that information gathered in order to say, this is what we feel is best for this child.
Now, is a volunteer put in charge of more than one child? You mentioned sibling groups, so it could be maybe brothers and sisters.
It could be. We are, the spirit of the CASA movement is really one volunteer, one child. That may be one, if there is a sibling group, that may be two children or three children. We really try to, if it's a large sibling group, we may have two CASA volunteers, kind of co-CASA on it. Really what we want is to give the volunteer the ability to really focus and individualize recommendations for the children or the child that they're assigned to. And so often in the child welfare system, we see CPS caseworkers that have maybe 40 cases, which is, 60 to 80 children that are assigned to them. Whereas, again, this is one volunteer and one child or sibling group.
Now, Leanna, are there any requirements to become a volunteer if someone is interested?
They would go through, you have to be 21 years of age or older to be a CASA, and you have to submit to our background checks and our interview process, application and interview process, but no prior experience is needed. We follow the National CASA training curriculum, which will equip a volunteer with all of the information they would need to be sworn in as a court-appointed special advocate. And after they're sworn in, we also partner each CASA volunteer with a direct service staff. So they have a staff person that is there serving as a coach, as a guide, as a confidant, as someone that can really just sit down and debrief about the information that the CASA volunteer is gathering, and really kind of a team member. So it's not like you're out there on your own. We provide lots of additional support as an agency.
And I guess something that comes to mind is some people may be nervous that they would not be good enough or do something wrong or make a mistake and therefore put the child maybe in even more harm's way than they were before. But really, I guess I'm assuming that, if you pass the background check and you pass through the interview, something is better than nothing for these kids.
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think sometimes it might be so overwhelming that people think, well, what could I really do to help? But every single time we stand up and provide a voice for a child, that is an assistance for that child. And again, you have the resources of our staff to be able to bounce ideas off of and rely on that guidance, that if that's something we wouldn't be able to recommend, then our staff would say to that volunteer, well, this may not be the best, and here's why. So it's definitely a group and a team effort.
Now, how many people went through your most recent volunteer training, or is there's one going on maybe? How many people are you going to send through that certification?
Sure. We anticipate having 16 volunteers being sworn in. We have a training that just started earlier this month on February 4th. And at the end of this month, we anticipate 16 will be sworn in. Our next training will be in June, and we do volunteer orientations throughout the year. So we'll have a volunteer orientation March 1st if folks are interested in coming to learn more. But if this is a time that someone's been thinking about volunteering, there's no better time than now. The last several training classes we've had, as soon as volunteers are sworn in, they are assigned to cases, and we have an immediate need for more volunteers. So if this is something that someone's been interested in, we would encourage them to get in contact with us and start the process so that they could go through training as quickly as possible.
You mentioned asking people for 12 to 18 months. Is that just because it can be a burden, it can be overwhelming, and you find that time is a good amount? Do people tend to take a break and come back to volunteering, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the 12 to 18 month commitment that we ask for really aligns with the state timeline for resolving a case. So typically there is a 12-month time frame that a child needs to have some sort of permanent outcome, with the possibility of a 6-month extension, which is where you get to the 18 months. Excuse me. But there's a sense of urgency within the court system to really come to a final order by that 12-month time frame. And typically, most of our volunteers we ask for that commitment, and if for some reason there is a delay or it goes longer than that, then we have a conversation. Is this something that the volunteer feels that they can continue on? Is this something they've fulfilled their commitment? They feel that this is kind of a good place to end. It's kind of on a case-by-case basis, but I will say we've had volunteers that have been on cases with their CASA kiddos for years. Mm-hmm. And we've had some volunteers who wrap up a case and they want to take, a 6-month break, and then they want to take on another case, or they've kind of performed their duties on a guardian ad litem case and they feel like they've kind of contributed and want to move on to something else. So we've got kind of a variety of scenarios, and I think it's all just based on the individual.
Great. You mentioned the upcoming orientation, but if someone just wants to find out more information online or by calling someone, what is the best way to contact you guys?
Sure. They can visit our website at vfcbrazos.org. So it's Voices for Children, vfcbrazos.org. Or they can call our office at 979-822-9700. And they can speak with anyone here about volunteering. They could specifically ask for Kate, who is our recruitment and education coordinator, and she'd be happy to start them through the process of volunteering or learning more about how to become involved with our organization.
Great. And Leanna, do you have an idea of kind of how many kids in our community around this area are in need of someone like a CASA volunteer?
Absolutely. We serve about 200 children annually, and children are entering the foster care system on an ongoing basis. So at any given time, within the next year, we want to have volunteers to be ready to advocate for those 200 children as they enter care. We want to be ready with a volunteer waiting who can step right in and say, I'm your CASA volunteer, and take it from there.
Thanks again to Leanna Reich for speaking with us today about Voices for Children and CASA volunteers. You can find more information online at vfcbrazos.org. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.